The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Happy Hour. Good to see you all. This evening, before we get started with meditation, I thought it might be good to just take a few moments of reflection. And the reflection I'm inviting you into is one of what changes have occurred in you? What changes have you seen in yourself and perhaps in others that have led to more long-term happiness? Just allowing yourself time to consider this. No need to dig or, try hard to think about it. Just allow yourself to breathe and be here and see if anything bubbles up about changes that are supporting happiness, more sustainable, more consistent happiness in yourself, changes that you've seen that have supported happiness in other people that you know. Allowing yourself to relax or bring ease into the body and mind. And just being here. Noticing any sense of appreciation that's coming into the body at this moment. Ease, contentment, well-being. And there may be other things present in the body as well. No need to reject anything that's here, but simply noticing any good feelings that are here in the body. Appreciating whatever emotions or feelings are present. Perhaps the full range of feeling or emotion that is here right now. And noticing if some of those feelings or emotions are contributing to a deeper sense of happiness or contentment or well-being. What's here right now emotionally that is supportive for you? Noticing as well any mental states that are present. The full range. And appreciating any of those that are helpful to you. That bring a sense of ease or bring some value, some good to the mind. Awareness does not need to go in any particular order. As we continue the meditation, you may be aware of other helpful states of body, states of feeling, states of mind that are supportive, conducive to your long-term happiness. And also noticing if any thinking passes through that is easeful, helpful to you in terms of sustainable happiness. Not ignoring other thinking that might be present. Including the full range of your experience. What's here right now that is good, helpful, happiness? Ease or leads to well-being, happiness, support. As we continue to meditate, allowing appreciation of any wholesome qualities of body, heart, mind that arise in you about yourself or about someone else in your life, allowing appreciation to spontaneously arise for whomever it's here right now. The Buddha passed along a very basic and very important question that can shape our practice. And that question was, what, when I do it, will lead to long-term welfare and happiness? What, when I do it, will lead to long-term welfare and happiness? And he went a little bit further than that, actually. He invited us to, first of all, he divided action into three areas: actions of thought, actions of speech, and then other actions we take with our body, behaviors. And he invited us to consider, before we do any of these things, you know, while we're having a thought, or before we're having a thought, before we're saying something or writing something, before we're acting on something, to notice, will it lead to my long-term welfare and happiness? Will it lead to the long-term welfare and happiness of others? Will it lead to the long-term welfare and happiness of both? And then during the action that's taken, actions of thought, actions of speech, that includes writing, and actions of taken with the body, behaviors, while it's going on, we can ask ourselves, will this lead to my happiness, my long-term welfare, the happiness and long-term welfare of others with whom I'm engaging, the happiness and long-term welfare of both? And then finally, he invited us to ask that after we've thought something, said something, written something, or done something. Will this lead to long-term welfare and happiness for me, for the other, for both? So these are pretty profound practices. We can spend all the time we want on these and never get tired of exploring this. And so as we go into our breakout groups tonight, perhaps sharing a little bit about some of the things that you found appreciation for, that, you know, change, beneficial things that were present or have changed for you on a bodily level, on a level of emotion or feeling, and on the level of thought or mental states. And also to encourage you during the group to just give some time. No need to rush during the group. Give some time for yourself to reflect on, is what I'm about to share beneficial for me and others here, beneficial for both. And so when I send you to the groups, I'll also take note of anybody who is not, that wasn't joined in other rooms by other people. And I'll move anyone to another room if they find themselves left in a room by themselves. So we'll take about 10 minutes for this activity, maybe a little bit longer. And I'd like to invite you to enjoy your time together reflecting in this way. As usual, it's really beneficial if you share your own experience and not offer advice or commentary to each other. So with that, here we go. Thank you, everyone. And if you'd like to unmute and say goodnight to one another, thank you very much for your practice.
Thank you, Liz. Good
Good
night.
Thank you,
night.
Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Good night, everyone. Thank you,
Thank
Bill.
you, Liz.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Claire.
everyone. Thank
Night.
you.
Be well.
Bye.
Night, Nicole, as always, thank you. Good night,
I didn't get
Nicole.
to share my joy.
Good night, Julie.
Thank you, Serena.